I imagine after last week's win against Saints, the atmosphere's just been bouncing in camp this week.
Yeah, it has. It's a great result for the club, and it certainly made my my weekend a lot more enjoyable. But we know we've got another big physical challenge against against Salford this weekend.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And is it just about creating that consistency now and being able to close down those games that you've seen in the last few weeks?
Yeah, well, we've been involved in three tight games now. The game against Hull FC, a bounce of a ball there, and you know, we're in that game right up until the last second of the game, and against Huddersfield the last 10 minutes where probably his game management wasn't particularly good. But you know, last week we ground out a really good win, and you know, it's the first time in, I think it's only the second time in 30 odd years that we've come away from St Helens with a result. So yeah, we're very pleased with the result last week, but we know that we need to be a lot better this week against Salford.
Yeah, and just looking ahead to that game, does it add a little bit more of an extra incentive, obviously, being at home? How important is it to get that first win over at Bellevue now as well?
Yeah, it is. It's been a long time since we've won. I think the Warrington game in, I think, May of last year, the last time we won at home. So, yeah, it's important that we get us home form sorted out, and we've got a good opportunity this week, like I said, against a good Salford side. Yeah, we want to make this place a bit of a fortress, and we've got a good opportunity to do that this weekend.
I just want to pick up on your half-back combination there of Miller and Williams as well. Must have been very pleasing to see what they did against Saints. Obviously, had too many games together as well, so hoping for more of the same from them.
Yeah, definitely. They copped a bit of a spray from me last week after the Huddersfield game. I just thought the game management and his kicking game wasn't, you know, where it needed to be after the Huddersfield game. But I thought last week they were very, very good. They've got a really good combination going, and you know, it's only the third league game they've played together, and they only played 1.5 friendlies together with Milky being injured. So yeah, there's plenty of improvement within the team, but really happy with the way those two guys are going, especially.
Yeah, and just looking ahead to that Salford game, obviously we know there's no easy games now in Super League, just from what we've seen even the last few weeks, but what could we be expecting now from Salford?
Well, it's a totally different team to the team that we faced 12 months ago. I think they've really got the recruitment right this year. They've bought some really tough guys in the middle. They've improved the pack. They're very, very physical. They've bought Lama Tazi and a few other big guys, and they've got some big outside backs in Justin Carney, who we expect to play, some smart halves as well. It's certainly going to be a real tough game, a real arm wrestle, and one that we hope we can get on top of and get a result from.
And hoping to see out the entire game over the 80 minutes there as well.
Well, that's the key. That's the plan. You know, same effort required as last week, and you know, we want to start moving up this table. We've got a good opportunity to do it over this next month. There's certainly some winnable games there, and you know, we want to chalk off as first win at home, and hopefully we can do that this weekend.
I just wanted to pick up on any injuries as well there, because obviously it's a bit of a knock for Danny Kerman. Is he going to be all right to play against Salford?
It's touch and go. It's more the gash above his knee that we're concerned about. He's trained a couple of times this week, and it's opened up, and he got a nasty infection halfway through the season last season, and he had to miss a long part of I think he missed about 4 or 5 games, and so we'll make a call on Danny on Saturday morning. We'll listen to what the physio has to say and go on his recommendations, and we're hopeful that Anthony England as well, who pulled out in warm-up, he should be back this weekend, as should Mitch Allgood. He's trained really well these last couple of weeks, as Mitch, and you know, both guys should be ready to go.
And Chris, obviously from what I've seen over Wakefield, especially in the sort of the last 12 months, there's a real sense of optimism around Bellevue, and a real quality in players as well. It must be a real pleasure going to working with some of these lads and knowing the optimism that is around the club at the moment.
Yeah, there is a lot of positivity. We saw, you know, in pre-season with the kits, the merchandise, and the players as well that we've managed to recruit. And I think we've got the recruitment right this year. I think we've signed some really exciting players, and we managed to retain some quality as well. And we're looking to, you know, we want to try and tie the people like Sam Williams and Jacob Miller down to long-term contracts and build a real build a club behind those two guys, and you know, hopefully we can do that. And yeah, there's certainly a lot of positivity around the club. Certainly, that's certainly changed over the last 12 months. We used to doom and gloom at Wakefield, but you know, there's a lot of positivity, and long may that continue.
Yeah, certainly. And Chris, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thanks a lot for joining us here on the daytime today.
Thanks for having me on. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.